Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch, coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain.
He's on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Good morning, America! Hello, world! And welcome to the Wednesday morning edition of the Captain's America Third Watch. I am your host, retired fire rescue captain Matt Bruce, with tomorrow's news tonight as we broadcast from our Salem Media Group, Tampa, Florida flagship station right here, Studio E, to great radio stations all across America and around the world, too, via the Internet and the satellite. And to everybody that's listening, thank you so very much. A special shout-out, as always, goes out to our active-duty military, our veterans, our EMS and firefighters, our police, our hospital and ER room workers, our 911 dispatchers, our Customs and Border Patrol, our security officers, our U.S. Coast Guard, and all those keeping us free and safe. Now, to everybody that's out there working on the Third Watch, thank you so very much for keeping America rolling along. That includes our over-the-road 18-wheel drivers, the men and the women out there, coast-to-coast, border-to-border. It also includes our FedEx and our UPS and our bulk mail haulers out there getting the mail from the bulk mail centers to the post offices. Also to our suicide jockeys out there hauling the gas, the diesel, and the jet fuel wherever it needs to go. And to our Amazon warehouse workers and our Amazon drivers, we thank you as well. Now, you can follow us on Facebook, the Captain's America Third Watch Facebook page. We're also on MeWe. We're also on Gab. We're also on Parler. We're also on Getter. We're also on Truth Social. And we're on Twitter, all as Captain's America. And our website is very easy to find. The Captain's America ThirdWatch.com. That's the Captain's America ThirdWatch.com. Go over there and check it out. And joining us right now from north of town, where she's looking down, watching all the planes take off and land, we've got Denise Simon from FoundersCo.com.
Hey, good morning.
Yippee-yi-yo, Kyle Petty. By the way, it's a pretty nice morning out there this morning. It's like 30 degrees warmer than it was yesterday at this time.
I wouldn't say 30 degrees, but it is a little bit warmer.
It is where I am. It's 61 degrees right now, so that's 30 degrees warmer than what it was yesterday. And it did get down slightly below freezing here about daylight. Ooh, it got miserable. All right, are you ready to say the pledge?
Yes.
I pledge allegiance,
to the flag,
of the United States of America, and to the Republic, for which it stands,
one nation
under God,
indivisible,
with liberty and justice for all. And we emphasize those two words, ladies and gentlemen, under God, because our great country was founded on Judeo-Christian values. And we get it, and we hope you get it, too. All right, well, let's see here. Without a doubt, townhall.com had an article yesterday that they put out about the indictment of Donald Trump. They said it wasn't going to happen this week. It might happen next week, and it might not happen at all because there's a movement afoot just not to do it because it doesn't make political sense. Gee, who's waking up on that one?
Well, it doesn't. And, you know, the New York has had actually a couple of lawyers out of that office that have resigned because of this particular case.
Sure.
That they're chasing something that just, you know, they shouldn't be chasing. And when it comes to federal charges, the DOJ even gave it a pass, too. So we don't know really what Alvin Bragg has planned. I think this, a lot of this is just a gesture. And, you know, as I said earlier, there are people in New York that are not very happy about any of this, certainly because they believe that, you know, Alvin Bragg's office ought to be, you know, doing things that,
right,
you know, make more sense. And
right. This isn't one of them.
Well, I don't know how many lawyers are actually in that office.
1,600 is what I was told in an article.
Isn't that just a little on the outrageous side?
You would think so. Mm-hmm. Yep.
And it can't seem to make New York safer with 1,600 lawyers.
Yeah, something is really bad wrong with all of that. But then again, it is what it is. And by the way, I'm not sure where comedian Chris Rock comes in with all of this, but is he kind of a buddy of Donald Trump's or something? Because he took aim at the possible arrest of Donald Trump, joking that when they arrest him, it's going to be stupid because it'll just make the former president a lot more popular than he currently is right now.
Well, there's a lot of people out there that are saying the very same thing. There's even some Democrats that are saying that. So, I don't know. I think this is a lot of nothingness. I mean, and I think Alvin Bragg's entire public relations is going to take a huge hit, and should. You know, payoffs to people happen all the time, every day, politically and in the civilian business world, happens all the time.
Mm-hmm.
And you know, is it a bookkeeping thing? He didn't use campaign money for this, if this happened. And then they're also trying to use a witness that is a felon himself and a liar, a proven liar.
Right.
So, well, I think Michael Cohen has been in Bragg's office like 20 times.
Yeah, he's seen better days, and he's the pathological liar. All right, here comes the music in my ear, so hang on. Folks, we'll be right back with more with Denise Simon from FoundersCode.com. Kyle's going to take us out, and we'll be right back.
This is Kyle Warren. Stay tuned. There's more of the Captain's America Third Watch coming up right after this short break. And if you'd like to join the conversation, call us now at 1-877-969-8600.
Let's celebrate. Come on now.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
You've been hearing Dr. Wallach talking about 90 essential nutrients, keeping the body healthy. GCNteam.com now has Beyond Tangy Tangerine Tablets, 60 plant-derived minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, packed in a powerful tablet. But that's not it. 160,000 auric points, a knockout punch to free radicals. Call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com. That's 877-878-4203.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
This is Kyle Warren, and we're coming back right now with Denise Simon of FoundersCode.com, right here on the Captain's America Third Watch. Be sure to check out all the great articles she has over there. That's FoundersCode.com. Take it away, Captain.
All right, we will take it right away. And before I get back to Denise, I need to remind you that this portion of the program is brought to you by Geico, Geico Insurance, spelled G-E-I-C-O. And Geico has been saving people money for about 85 years right now, and they are currently the second largest personal auto insurer in the country, insuring some 26 million drivers. And that number continues to go up. Now, all you got to do is go over to the Geico website, geico.com. Take a look at the rates that they have over there for the car you're driving, the truck you're driving. Then, if you have such a thing as, a motorcycle, an ATV, a boat, or an RV, you can bundle that onto your car policy. And then, I'll even go one better with you. You can add your homeowners or your renters or your condo insurance policy to your Geico insurance car policy, and you will save a big, big, big chunk of money. And you can say your thank you to me after you figure it out. But it's Geico, G-E-I-C-O.com. Geico, G-E-I-C-O.com. All right, and back to Denise Simon from FoundersCode.com. Good morning.
Good morning.
A couple of things here. First of all, we should probably talk right away about the drones that are finding their way from, I guess it's Russia. They're going to Russia, right?
Yeah, you know, our officials have been talking about the fact that China could be providing weapons to Russia for use in Ukraine.
Right.
Initially, it was small arms. But it finally came out yesterday. If you kind of listen to it and then read and kind of go through the statements that were made that drones are being supplied by China to Russia for use in Ukraine. And I would argue that probably 80% of the technology of the Chinese drones were stolen from the United States anyway, because that's what China does. So I have said for a while that not only is Ukraine fighting against Russia, but they're certainly fighting against China and Iran and North Korea. But so we had this cockamamie meeting yesterday between Xi and Putin.
Right.
For a deeper cooperation, deeper this, deeper that, blah, 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 blah. But Russia is clearly at a point now where they're very subservient to China. China has really taken over all diplomatic discussions with rogue operators, rogue leaders across the world.
Uh-huh.
So this is why the United States yesterday came out late and said that they were going to escalate the delivery of the U.S. tanks. Abram tanks into Ukraine, and the Patriot missile system, which really hadn't been on the table.
Right.
So China again offers to be the negotiator, the diplomatic negotiator between Russia and Ukraine. And where does that leave the United States? The United States has literally been dismissed by these two leaders. And I would argue that Tony Blinken is now clearly operating way out of his range.
Right, right.
And Biden, he didn't have the chutzpah to pick up the phone and call any of these people. And say, you know, this is our plan. This is what we're doing.
Does he even know what to say? Does he even know what to say?
Well, that's it. And what's even worse is nobody in this White House press corps has asked the White House how come he hasn't even picked up the phone and called Obrador of Mexico.
Wow.
Especially after the comments that Obrador has made in the last couple of days about the United States and all the American citizens that are dying by being poisoned with fentanyl and so forth and so on. So we have a president who has no concept of leadership, including his National Security Council, including the Pentagon, and including the State Department. So we're in a bad place. Now, I'm not the biggest fan of Lindsey Graham by a long shot. But I will tell you that some of the things that he says about the lack of strategy and planning by this White House, when he says that, he's right.
All right. Well, you know, Graham, of course, is a colonel in the, well, I guess the Air Force, right?
Oh, I know he's a lawyer.
Yeah, he's a part of JAG, but he's also in the Air Force, and I believe he probably knows a little something about what's going on. Anyway, you are right about the U.S. speeding up the Abrams tank. They're not going to get the brand new tanks, but they're getting tanks that have been reconditioned, and they're going to get them much quicker than they would waiting for them the other way around. You know, we should probably mention that the U.S. and China are still trying to play that game out there in the Pacific for dominance, as Biden seems to open yesterday a new diplomatic offices, or he is opening new diplomatic offices out across Southeast Asia in several different countries. How do you think that's going to work out?
Well, you know, I think that's just kind of a gesture, too. Biden, again, doesn't have a concept of any kind of strategy in that region. Interestingly enough, the premier or president of Japan has now, the burden has fallen to him. And interestingly enough, he too was in Ukraine yesterday. So I think that, you know, the Western world, you know, of course, Tucker Carlson's not going to like it, but nonetheless, the Western world is now in a situation where they have to force a prevailing win in Ukraine, and we don't have any choice because now we're not just trying to defeat Russia, we're trying to defeat China. And that puts a big burden on other world leaders because the United States isn't in the lead at all. So it's not a pretty situation by a long stretch, sadly.
And then we got Mexico throwing barbs at us, Obregón.
Right.
Yeah, he's calling the U.S. State Department a bunch of liars over the civil rights report that we put out about them.
You know, I watched an interesting special on TV the other night. We know that the drug cartels are absolutely running the entire Mexican government. But we call them drug cartels. Well, the cartels are not just in drugs. They are also stealing oil, barrels of oil in Mexico. But here's the other fascinating thing. They have also gotten themselves into water and avocados. Mexico and Latin America are very big in providing avocados for the world.
Right.
And the cartels are now gotten in that too, and they use mafia tactics where you better pay us protection money or we're going to take your farms or we're going to kidnap your family members until you pay a ransom and pay these protections. So, I mean, I was really rather stunned at this whole thing. I've listened to an awful lot of interviews of avocado farmers and how they're not getting the water and so forth and so on, which puts another burden on the agriculture, too, in California. With their avocados, they cannot, because they have a water crisis in California. So, where's the State Department? I mean, you know, there ought to be a team that goes down there to Mexico and goes, all right, look, here's the deal. We know what's happening here, and we're going to give you the receipts. We're going to give you the evidence, Obrador, and you either play with us or your government's going to collapse. But if your government collapses, who takes over?
Yep.
The cartels.
All righty, I will talk to you tomorrow, same time, same bat channel. Have yourself a great day.
Sir, thank you.
Denise Simon, FoundersCo.com. FoundersCo.com. Go over there and check out all the different things that she has to offer on her website. In the meantime, I'll be right back.
Hi, everybody. This is the Captain, Matt Bruce. Tune in 2 to 6 a.m. to hear tonight what they'll be talking about tomorrow on this radio station. The Captain's America.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs Generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs Generator and Lung Delivery System at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
U.S. USA News Update. Rocker Bruce Springsteen and fashion designer Vera Wang were among those awarded National Arts and Humanities Medals at the White House on Tuesday.
We're a nation, a great nation, in large part because of the power of the arts and humanities. That's stamped into the DNA of America.
President Biden honored 21 performers, authors, and groups with the prizes, recognizing work that's deepened the nation's understanding of the human experience, broadened citizens' engagement with history or literature, or helped preserve and expand Americans' cultural resources. New Jersey lawmakers are taking aim at concert ticket price gouging. This follows several incidents like Taylor Swift's cancellation of ticket sales. Lawmakers in the Garden State are developing a package of bills intended to protect concert goers. The bills would establish transparency requirements so buyers would be aware of every fee involved in a purchase. I'm Ryan Daniels, USA News.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or injured at work, you have rights and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Hi, everybody. This is the Captain, Matt Bruce. Tune in 2 to 6 a.m. to hear tonight what they'll be talking about tomorrow on this radio station. The Captain's America Third Watch. Always American and always conservative. God bless America.
Hi, this is Mike Gallagher. You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Now, it's time for military and veterans news on the Captain's America Third Watch.
Yep, indeedy. It is time for our military and veterans news, always brought to you by the National Aviation Academy. And, of course, this is no different day. We are brought to you by the National Aviation Academy. Check them out online, NAA.edu. That's NAA.edu. But here's more about them right now.
Hey, America, is there anything you're truly proud of? How about becoming an aviation maintenance technician? In just 14 months, you'll be watching the metal birds that you just repaired soar back into the sky. At National Aviation Academy, we train ordinary men and women to do extraordinary things. Call 800-659-2080 or visit wingmenwanted.com. I can't think of anything else to be more proud of. For more information about our statistics, visit naa.edu/success.
Now, the National Aviation Academy has two campuses to serve you. One is right here in Clearwater, Florida. The other is up there just outside Boston in Concord, Massachusetts. In either case, you go to the website, naa.edu, that's naa.edu, one more time, naa.edu. Go to that website and check it out.
and see what they have to offer. Then call them up at 800-659-2080 and ask to take the tour of one of their campuses. If you want to take the tour of both of them, you can. And become a student. And become a certified aviation maintenance tech making big bucks to work on the planes. Now, there's a need right now all over for the aviation maintenance techs. You can work here in the country. You can work up in Canada. You can work over in Europe. You can work over in Southeast Asia. You can work in South America. You can work almost anywhere working on aircraft, making big money. Now, of course, if you leave the country to do it, you're probably going to get a six-figure salary. You have the opportunity, if you're able to put the hours in and the jobs are there, to make that kind of money here in the States. But you stand a better chance of doing it if you go overseas. So let's take a look at what's at stake here today in the Military Veterans News. You probably heard me talking about the Abrams tanks that are going to be released to the Ukraine sooner rather than later. The reason for that is because they are not going to be getting the brand spanking new tanks that they hoped they would get because it's taking longer to build them and get them out of the factory. But we do have some refurbished Abrams tanks that are ready to go right now. And they're going to give them to the Ukraine. Now, they just got a total of 19 aircraft, all Russian aircraft. And that's going to help them quite a bit in terms of being able to bomb fixed targets and go after convoys and this, that, and the other. And we'll see how that works out. They should be, that should be a very good tool for them. Now, drones, yep, they're getting more. Heard about that, too. Patriot missiles, yep, they're getting more. Heard about that, too. And a lot of things are coming towards the Ukraine because of the fact that it's getting real serious right now when it comes to the Russians and even the Chinese that are getting involved, but it's getting real serious, and we got to put up, well, they do anyway, they got to put up or shut up or leave the battlefield altogether in certain areas of the country. So we'll see what happens. I don't think that they're out of the fight yet by any means. I think they're hanging on. And if they're able to get these tanks and able to get the planes and able to get the drones that are we talked about as well as the Patriot missiles, they'll be fine. They'll be fine. But they need to get it like yesterday. So we'll see how all that works out. Now, we also found out that in a new study, the Pentagon has found alarmingly higher rates of cancer amongst aviators and crew members than in the U.S. general population, and has turned the reviews into further reviews. Higher cancer rates have been found in military pilots and ground crews, and that's not a good thing. I don't know what's causing it. But we need to get to the root of the problem and find out. In addition, Slovakia is going to transfer 13 of their MiG-29s to Ukraine after Poland gave the four that they gave. So that means that they now have 17. Or will have. Now, when they get those 17, I'm sure there's going to be more in the way from somewhere because they can honestly use, and I saw this somewhere a couple weeks ago and I can't remember where, I've been trying to find it again, But I think they could probably use 40 or 50 aircraft, jet aircraft, right now, just to maintain the status quo. And we'll see how that works out and if they're able to do it. I think they can hold out long enough to be able to get what they need. By the way, 20 years after the U.S. Congress invaded Iraq, Congress wants the War Powers Act back. Don't know if that'll happen. But the Senate is set to vote on rescinding the authorization for use of military force given to President George W. Bush back in 2002, but some House Republicans may balk on that move. We'll see. We'll see. Something needs to be done, I know that, so we'll see what they come up with. It's too easy to go to war right now, apparently. That's what the big complaint is. But, hey, you know, what do I know? Also, when you talk about equipment and all the different things that are floating around that the military's dream list is waiting on, you can't go very far without talking about the Navy. Now, our Navy is way down in terms of ships. And we could use 40 or 50 ships like right now if we could get them built. But that's not going to happen. So we have to take care of what we got, and we're building a half dozen frigates of some sort. I don't know exactly what type or what kind, but I did see that somewhere in one of my travels yesterday. Maybe I can find it here in the next couple seconds. I doubt it, though, but let's see. I'll see if I can find it. But it was a story that was out there about the military and building stuff. Let's see if I got it here. I might have it on the home page because I've got Military Times right here on my home page. Oh, by the way, there's been another earthquake. I believe this was in Turkey, again, Syria as well. 6 point something. Exactly what we're going to be doing and how, yet to be determined, but I assume we're going to be there to try to help them just like we did before, since we are in the region working on recovery from the original earthquake that they had over there. Okay, I can't find it right here, but I know it's here somewhere. If I find it, I'll mention it back to you. All right, Chris Markowski, the Watchdog on Wall Street, is coming right back in with us here on the Captain's America Third Watch. Don't go anywhere. I'll be back with Chris and a watch more too.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight, Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now for prices so low we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCNteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer and communicate information and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life Crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
Alrighty, before I get to Chris Markowski to Watchdog on Wall Street, I need to tell you that this portion of the program is brought to you by Moss Family Automotive, in particular the Moss Acura dealership. That's Moss, spelled M-A-U-S, Acura, of course, A-C-U-R-A. And they're located over on North Florida Avenue, right next door to the Moss Nissan dealership. Now, the good thing about it, if you serve, you saved, and you're going to save a bunch of money. Active duty military, veterans, first responders, whether you're EMS, whether you're fire, whether you're police, active or retired, school teachers, too, the same way. And let's not forget about our church pastors, same thing, to save some money. Now, you'll also get Moss Care with free oil changes and tire rotations for the life of the vehicle. All you got to do is go to mossacura.com. That's Moss, M-A-U-S, Acura.com. Check them out over there and see what they have to offer. All right, let's go right to the phone line, and we got the watchdog on Wall Street with us, Chris Markowski. Good morning.
Good morning.
California is taking a three-day strike, if you will, over money and job conditions.
I know that they're on strike. I don't know what the
Susie litany of demands are. I mean, job conditions, I don't know. Again, you know, these school districts, we spend insane amounts of money per student, and yet, you know, they continue to underperform charter schools and private schools that charge a lot less. I mean, well, what does that tell you? It tells you that obviously the formula is wrong, and that there are better ways of doing things. But again, it's the, you know, you talk about, you know, Social Security and Medicare being a third rail of American politics. The teachers unions are another rail. They've got a lot of power.
Yeah, you are right. You are absolutely 100% right. Well, we'll just have to see where all of this goes. But unfortunately, what a thing to do in the middle of the school year. Here we go, and the kids are off again. They're really learning a lot, aren't they?
I mean, again, this is, you know, on the recent shutdowns due to COVID, and you're doing this to kids again. You're doing it to parents again. They got to go to work. It would seem to me that there are probably better ways of trying to work things out than to do this. This is again, it's not you know, making people sympathetic to their cause by any stretch of the imagination.
Now, we're getting some good news from the National Association of Realtors. They've said that sales of existing homes surged 14.5% in February. That's the largest monthly gain since the flight from the cities began, the pandemic, and the not-induced housing rush in June of 2020, when sales jumped a record-breaking 20.7%. So, are you seeing things starting to go up?
No. It's not that the prices are going up. That's not what they're saying.
No, the sales.
Sales are going up.
Right.
And why sales going up is because the prices are dropping. This is the first time we've seen prices drop in, you know, about 10 years. And again, this is what I told everybody exactly was going to happen. I see any higher mortgage rates, and homes are going to have to adjust to the downside. It's what happens. It is what it is. And, you know, prices are coming down in many places, and, you know, the affordability is coming into check for people. We've seen certain markets around the country where the prices have come down. And the good thing is a lot of the homes being sold to, they're more on the starter home side of the scale, which is good to see.
Yeah, it means people are going back within their means instead of being oversold something.
Yeah, but it's again, there was that entire market was difficult for a lot of people, you know, and we really need to build up inventory on those levels. Home builder sentiment is also very high, meaning that, you know, many home builders are not dealing with the supply chain concerns that they had not too long ago, giving them confidence to go out there and, you know, build homes. And then, you know, supply chains are more in check. Their prices come down so that, again, they can price homes at a, you know, better level than they could prior.
Now, Janet Yellen is doing it again. She has said that she's trying to calm the worries over the health of the banking system by saying that the government could expand the guarantee of deposits if necessary.
I think that's kind of implied right now, saying that, you know, it is a case-by-case basis. I find it hard to believe that, you know, at this point in time, if another bank were to, you know, get into the point of distress, you know, the precedent has been set. You follow? It's been done already. It'd be difficult for them to say, hey, you know what, we're not going to help, depositors in this case. So, that's kind of out there right now. And because of that, that concept, I think it's kind of prevented other bank runs from happening.
Yeah, I'm seeing that too. But we are talking, folks, to the Watchdog on Wall Street, Chris Markowski. You can find out more about what he does by going to his website, watchdogonwallstreet.com. And also, while you're over there, pick up his daily podcast, and you'll get some great little tips over there too, right?
Oh, yeah, lots of stuff there at the website at watchdogonwallstreet.com. Take advantage of everything.
Yes, yes, and yes. Now, there's not even anybody applying for a lot of these jobs because You can make more money starting at Burger King right now. I've seen Burger King rates as high as $17 an hour, and a lot of people really want to help kids. Now, maybe they shouldn't be penalized for wanting to make that be their life's work when it comes to trying to be a teacher or something else when you can make $17 flipping hamburgers.
Well, I mean, it's great. I mean, I wish I would, back in the day, was making that much flipping burgers when I was working at
those
place.
We got $2 an hour and all we could eat.
Now, it's great entry-level work. It's great experience. It's great work at learning how a business operates. And again, this is what these jobs need to be taken as, you know, almost like taking a class. It's an educational opportunity where you put those things that you learn and you put them, into your memory bank and you move on to the next, job or career or move up within, that company over time. And that's just how things are supposed to work. You're $17 an hour, again, it's pretty good incentive there for some of these fast food places.
Now, Ron DeSantis is still not running for president. He's not announced, correct?
Right.
But everybody is acting like as if he is. Is that going to backfire on anybody?
I don't know. I guess he did an interview with Piers Morgan yesterday, and they tried to blow it into something that it wasn't and make it more controversial than it was, because again, it's the media. But, he kind of alluded to the fact that, he thinks he could beat, Joe Biden if he decided to run. And I thought it was a great interview. Again, I I'm still hoping that he'll finish his term out in Florida. I really wish he would. Again, I think that that's what has to be done in this country right now, is really need to solidify states. You'd have great success in states like Florida. Then, you turn Florida from a purple to a red state because people see how much better it is. You need to do that in more states around the country. In the same sense that, big states like, California are blue all the time. To have big states like Florida, be red all the time is significant. Obviously you got to keep that going in states like Texas. Work to do more and because again, it's the game of, the electoral college game. We got to do a better job. It's going to be difficult in Virginia because, Virginia used to be pretty much a reliable red state, but, they expanded government so much that, it's George W. Bush, all after 9/11, made the government that much bigger and, basically changed the demographics of Virginia. You got to get these states back.
Well, Ron DeSantis has launched an initiative, anti-ESG against Joe Biden with 18 other states to fight back against the president's ESG agenda. I'm curious to see how that's going to go. That will be what keeps him in the governor's race, I'm sure.
Well, a lot of states might.
All right, we'll talk to you tomorrow, Chris. I've lost you. You chopped up on me there. So I'll talk to you in the morning. Have a great day. Chris Markowski, The Watchdog on Wall Street. WatchdogOnWallStreet.com. Go over to the website. Meanwhile, we're coming back with Rod Edwards right after these messages and the top of the hour news. Don't go anywhere.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.